Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Pastor Ray McCullough is with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of different things here today. Good morning. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to run on a couple of different ends of the spectrum here. We're going to talk about something that folks locally can get involved with here as we come up toward the holiday season again at the end of the year. And we're going to talk about something that folks can get involved in way over yonder here very soon as well. You've got another trip to the Holy Land coming up.
I do. Yeah, it's all this reminds me that I'm kind of a dabbler. I dabble in different things. So anyway, but yes, so the first thing on the menu, I guess, is I'm getting ready to take a group of people to the Holy Land, to Israel, for a 10-day trip. And so I just kind of want to get the word out there and invite people to come along. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, you took a pilgrimage earlier this year with a number of folks, and from what we talked about before, it went very well.
It did. Well, we came home with the same number of people, and nobody got, kidnapped or anything. So, no. It actually was kind of wild, though, because, in March, during spring break, I took a group of 27 from Southwest Iowa. There were four Atlantic folks and others from the area that went, and it was kind of wild because we stayed in Nazareth for the first hitch of the trip, and we heard news that down in Tel Aviv that there had been rockets fired from the Gaza Strip into Tel Aviv area. And so it was like, uh-oh, this is it, people. This is the end. So we might have to go home quickly. But, it's a very safe place. I shouldn't even say that because I want you to come with
me. We're trying to sell the trip. Come on.
I know, yeah. No, it's the thing is that it's an extremely safe city, like Jerusalem and even Tel Aviv is very safe. The violent crime rates are much higher in America. If you were to go to Jerusalem, it's very safe. And of course, Nazareth is a small town, and it's very safe as well, very peaceful, very quiet. And you would be much more likely to get in trouble if you went to Detroit or St. Louis. I mean, the murder rates and the violent crime rates are way higher here in America. Yeah. So it's a very safe place to go.
Very good. You got a chance to see a lot of the different locations that folks would expect to see. Did you have first-timers, folks that have never been to the Holy Land before, with you?
Almost all of them were first-timers, and that's who it's designed for, and this coming up as well. This is a first-timers trip, and we are going to see it all the stuff. This is the tour is designed for Christians, and it is designed as a pilgrimage too. I mean, you can go if you're just sort of interested in archaeology or history, or just sort of dispassionately, whatever. But we are going to see all the Christian sites. We are going to stay part of the time in Nazareth and part of the time in Bethlehem, and do all the stuff. So I've kind of intentionally, as I've designed this, omitted, I guess you'd say, or put in the background all the Old Testament stuff, all the kind of the Abraham and Isaac and all those things in the background, and we're focusing on Jesus' life. So we will trace his early life in Nazareth and around the Lake of Galilee. There's a ton of stuff to see there. And then we'll move, kind of transfer down to hotels in Bethlehem. And so we'll see all the stuff he did in Jerusalem and all the places, the staging areas for that. And Bethlehem, of course, where he was born. And so it's a really intense time. When we went in March, like I said, almost everybody was a first timer, I think. I was probably the only returner at that time. So this will be my third time going this coming spring. There were just a lot of intense emotions, and everybody felt like kind of encouraged in their faith. And when we got home, people were just sort of on fire. It was great. So if you want a couple of local, endorsements, testimonials, you can talk to some of the people who went along the way this past March.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for folks to be able to walk in the steps of. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Absolutely, yep. To walk in the steps of Jesus and to follow that, it's really an intense time.
Yeah, very good. Now, the trip is coming up in May of this next year, May 2020, the 18th through the 29th, which seems like a long way down the road now, but it's not when you're trying to coordinate something.
That is right. And so the deadlines are, this is the first phase, is when we're kind of recruiting and encouraging people to think about this, to pray about this, and to see if it's something that's in their, in the bucket list, on the bucket list for them, I guess, because this is something that you should do in your lifetime. for a lot of people. So the first deadline is December 15th, Sunday, December 15th. We need to come up with 20 people to go or else the trip doesn't happen. And so we want to ideally get up above 30, then the cost comes down a little bit. And if we get to 40, then it starts to come down a little bit more and so forth. And I think 50 is our cap, basically. So anyway, I hope that there are 20 souls out there who would like to go along on an amazing trip.
Well, I see the cost here is listed approximately $3,700, and as you said, that could fluctuate depending right. upon the number of people. What does that include?
So the actual trip, the accommodations is $2,750, $2,750, and that is the accommodations, so that's hotels and two meals a day. You basically pay for your own lunch, but basically that's everything. And there might be like tips involved for like the bellhops and things like that and the bus driver to go along. So, but basically that's pretty much all inclusive except for a couple of things. So add to that $2,750 the airfare, and that's always a question mark based on, really it's based on the taxes of how much the airlines get taxed. So probably another $1,000 to that. So about $3,700 is what the trip is going to be. And that's pretty much all of it, except for the lunch and gratuities.
Okay, very good. So the first step is to, if you're interested at all, you can contact Ray,
right.
or you could, can you go online and find out more details?
You can. There's a website. Probably the easiest is either find me on Facebook or to call me, 250-1607. But there's also a website that's devoted just to this trip, and it's shepherdfieldtours.com/tour/RayMcCullough, RayMcCalla. So that's the website if you want to find it, shepherdfieldtours.com, and then you can find it from there too.
Great opportunity for folks. And as you mentioned too, it's open to everyone, not just one denomination or another.
Absolutely.
Any Christian who would like to make the pilgrimage is welcome.
Right. And that's the cool slant, just to say more about that. The cool slant here is that instead of taking kind of random people from one particular denomination, like if you wanted to say all the Lutherans from Iowa are going to go or all the Catholics or whatever, instead of doing that, I've kind of decided to carve this as neighbors. So Southwest Iowa people of all stripes. And so that's what we share in common, which I think is a pretty strong bond, frankly.
Very good. Well, hop on that real fast so you can get an opportunity there. Don't miss out on that that trip.
Absolutely.
Also, we mentioned coming up, too, you've got the Cass County Choral Society back together. The band is back together.
We're putting the band back together.
And they're getting ready for the Christmas season.
Right. Yeah, let me put on my other hat here. The Cass County Choral Society is really a blessing. It's an amazing thing. And the thing that I get to do is just basically invite talented people to come together. And I'm the convener, is to put people together and give them something to sing. And then we sing together, we make music, and it's a great thing. So yes, the Christmas season is coming up. And so we are going to start rehearsing. And our end goal is that we are going to sing a Christmas concert. Which the bulk of that is a cantata, which is, you know, one kind of continuous set of music, a piece that goes together. And that's going to be basically December 19th and 20th coming up. And so that's our target, is to do this. In addition, that's only like about 35 minutes of music. So we will also have some kind of fun, seasonal, kind of Christmas songs, sacred and secular both, just for fun, popular and traditional too, that will go along with that. So anyway, all of you are invited to come. And we're especially always looking for good male singers, tenors and basses. And by the way, families out there, if you hear this, encourage your sons in high school or whatever, in junior high, middle school, to sing or to go into band. That's something that they can do and enjoy their whole lives. We need to also kind of improve our field out there. There's a lot of guys who just don't sing.
Need to add some of that deep, rich sound
to
the group.
I know. Otherwise, we're sort of lopsided.
Don't need all the sound coming from one side of the stage.
Right.
If folks want to participate, what's expected of them?
Right. So we have 10 rehearsals, and that's it. By design, we have 10 rehearsals. And so the first one is October 6th in the afternoon. It's at 3 o'clock and until about 4:30. And so we're going to have 10 1.5-hour rehearsals. So the first one is October 6th, 3 o'clock, and we're going to meet this fall at the United Methodist Church here in Atlantic. And they have graciously opened it up to us. They have a good sound system. They have Dale Sunderman, who is going to do all of our sound stuff for us. So we're going to meet there every Sunday, except for Thanksgiving weekend, which we won't meet. So that's the target, is October 6th at 3 o'clock at the Methodist Church in Atlantic, if you want to get on board.
Very good. So, and the performances will be when?
So December 19th and 20th. That's Thursday and Friday, probably at the Atlantic High School Auditorium, if I haven't gotten that all ironed out exactly. There's also the possibility that there will be a matinee either Saturday afternoon, the 21st, or Sunday afternoon, the 22nd. I'm kind of looking for a place like maybe a church or somewhere that we could go out, like, you know, Griswold or something like that. Mm-hmm. So people don't have to come to us. We can take the show on the road.
Okay. Everyone has families, obligations, and what have you. If I can't make all 10 of the rehearsals, is that a problem?
Nope, that is not a problem. That's kind of built into the system. You can take your book home and do your work at home. We have recordings and we have CDs, and it's online too. And so you can practice and you can do all your stuff and come back and not hardly miss a beat.
Have you had a lot of luck with the performers? You did the first one last year during Christmas. You did another one here middle of the year. Did you get a lot of returners?
We did. Yeah, a lot of. Summer was harder because people were gone a lot. But already this fall, I think we're going to get a lot of our returners. In fact, I'm looking forward to a big group, probably 50 singers or more. I think there's a lot of interest in that. This is the right time of year to do that. So, I'm looking forward to a great season.
Christmas season lends itself to that type of activity, too.
Yep,
so
we should
folks
be singing.
They expect to perform in those types of things, expect to enjoy those types of things this time of the year. So very good. Yeah, we're talking Christmas already. Holy smokes.
Weird. So if people want to sing, they can look me up on Facebook, Ray McCalla. That's McCalla. Look me up on Facebook or 712-250-1607 is my phone number, and you can give me a call.
All right. Right there at the Baptist Church here in Atlantic. We can always find him.
That's right.
Good.
I am there.
Very good. So if you want to be a part of that Christmas cantata coming up, stop on by or give them a call and find out more details there. Make sure you get a chance to get out there to those rehearsals. And if you are interested in that pilgrimage to the Holy Land, certainly follow up on that and do that soon, because they'd like to get some of those names on that list as soon as possible. Ray, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.